This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Later this week, Thanksgiving dinner will be served at a restaurant overlooking Kigali, Rwanda, called Heaven. It's owned by Josh and Alyssa Ruxin. They moved to Rwanda from New York in 2006 to do health and development work in a country still recovering from genocide. They've stayed, opened the restaurant, and are raising three young kids. Josh Ruxin wrote about the restaurant and his family's work in the new book, A Thousand Hills to Heaven. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You had worked in international development, and really you'd been interested in this stuff since high school. Did you ever think you'd be running a restaurant?
It never really crossed my mind. I mean, I always love great food and I love great service, but I never thought that we would end up starting a restaurant together.
So how did it happen?
Well, Alyssa was working with a group of students and very quickly identified that in addition to what problems they might have at home, living with orphans, living with others who didn't have jobs, for example, that the very greatest challenge for them was they weren't making a living. And so Alyssa proposed to me, hey, why don't I start a little cafe, which sounded really seductive, actually. Some plastic chairs, some tables, some delicious Rwandan coffee. That should be a really low bar to get over. And soon after, she identified a beautiful piece of land overlooking Kigali, a very large, brand new chain that actually is here in New York and also in Washington and Boston called Bourbon Cafe opened up. And she said, we've got to change plans. We're going to open up a gourmet restaurant.
There's a lot of culture clashing that goes on in this book.
Absolutely. And most of our staff had never set foot in a restaurant. Most of our cooks had never really cooked in a restaurant that we would consider as serving great food. And so translating that into the local language and into local habits was challenging every single day. And it's still a challenge today because we're always striving to be the very best restaurant, not just in Rwanda, not just in East Africa, but one of the best places to go eat in the world.
When you look at the traditional mode through which aid from North America and from Europe has come to Africa, do you consider it effective?
I think dollar for dollar, no. At the same time, I've seen a lot of good aid. So, for example, there's no wait list in Rwanda to receive antiretroviral drugs for HIV/AIDS. But one of my biggest critiques of aid is, why isn't it helping to start up small and medium-sized enterprises? Why isn't it providing financing to start up places like Heaven Restaurant? It's one thing when in the States or Europe, you create one job. You're going to impact that person and certainly that person's family. But when you create a job in a place like Rwanda, you are impacting dozens of people because those family networks and communal networks are so tight, you are supporting an entire community. So when we count up the dozens who are on our monthly payroll and all the farmers who are bringing in the food that we serve at Heaven, we calculate that Heaven is actually impacting thousands and thousands of people. And it's not aid, it's a business.
How do you make clear that this is a place you love and avoid what I think some people who set out to do good in the world carry with them as sort of a white savior industrial complex?
Well, certainly that's something that I try to address in the book, but I think that we have sort of reduced our efforts down to a couple pretty simple rules. And one of them is that we're there now as private investors who are out to create jobs and increase service levels. And it just so happens that that is the very best way to reduce poverty.
Josh Ruxin is the author of A Thousand Hills to Heaven. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.